it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final hour of the show. It's two in the books, 1 hour to go. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We've been having a good time on an FYI Friday. We've got lots of stuff that if you missed, you can go back and listen to. Catch the podcast or ESPN975.com. Click on the show link and get caught up on what you missed. Ashton Womack is our comedian of the week. We'll have one more clip from him coming up start of the next segment. So if you missed that, check it out. We are raising money for causes, as always. As for Nick's birthday, we have all tweeted out trying to raise money for a good cause and capitalize on Nick being a year older. So if you want to check all that out, we've already met our first goal, and like J.J. Watt, trying to meet our second goal. And I do want to shout out for all the Rockets fans listening and all the Red Nation crew that I also tweeted out something that Nick is a very good friend of. Barry, you've met him before. But the Rockets equipment manager, who's like a little brother to me, Tony Nyla, does the MS-150. He's doing it again this weekend. It's for a great cause, raising money for a great charity to try and do some good in the Houston area. So I also put a link to Tony's link for riding the MS-150. He's a huge bike guy because I think he likes to wear the singlet. And he likes the way it feels on the grapes when he's pedaling up hills. But he's a big biker, and so he's going to do the MS-150, so I want to give him a little love there on
cool
Twitter.
Cool deal.
Well, now that's – damn it, now you're conflicting. Now we didn't even get to Nick's goal yet.
We
have an hour left, and we haven't gotten to the 500.
Barry.
And now you're confusing everybody.
I got Nick's permission. Ah, this was on the list well
did
before –
dirty.
Well, Nick, did I not get your permission for this first? Did I not run this by you?
Dirty.
It's cool. It's not a big deal. I like Tony.
Yeah,
Tony's a good
guy.
Barry
just likes to do this. Yeah. It's just Barry being Barry.
I'm so ashamed right now.
And I could care less, so now we can move on.
I just wanted to get to the 500, and now
we still will, Barry.
Everyone's torn. No one knows what to do now. By the way, I pulled up the stream.
Tony will be pleased to see Barry at the next Toyota Center game.
That'd be great if I had credentials. Somebody was bitching because I didn't sound good, but it was on the app. I pulled up the stream on the interwebs. Sounds fine.
Yeah, and intern Andrew McLaughlin mentioned it as well. He mentioned it to me yesterday, and then I went to my phone, and I didn't hear what that particular listener was talking about.
I didn't check. But TJ McLaughlin was in there. He goes, oh, Invisible Barry is the best Barry, so you can suck it, TJ. But I tried to chat back with him. And here's something we're going to have to do on this live stream, Nick. Maybe you can spearhead this project. But I tried to say something, and when I typed in the chat, it said I had to register. Now, I don't want to register as me. I think we should just have one account for the show. Like, just that way we can log in with it and chat, and anyone can chat.
That does make sense. We can work on that. Yeah, that makes sense. We can work on that for sure.
Because I don't want to use mine, and now I'm going to have to get all the emails and all that. I don't want to do that. We could just register the show, right?
We'll
we have
out.
The Usual Suspects email.
We'll do.
Just register the show. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Good deal.
Raheel and Dell had George Springer on this morning, by the way, Barry.
Did they really?
Yeah. I guess
the
station is supporting his efforts to help kids with stuttering issues. I just think that we should have him on, too. Because if it's a full station-wide thing, George Springer belongs on The Usual Suspects. We know how we do it for guys like Josh Reddick. We can break them out of slumps and get them on hot streaks. That's just the way we do things around here.
No, that's cool. That's a good gift for them.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Good for those guys.
Hey,
yeah.
Real quick, I remember that video that I posted of the little boy, the Rockets fan, who was on the big screen.
Pelvic thrusting.
Yes.
And he was pointing at his junk and all that.
Yeah.
So I posted it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then one of my friends was like, hey, you know that's my nephew, that's my brother's son, WTF. And I was like, ooh. I was like, but how was I supposed to know? It was like 20 years ago. And I responded, I said, hey, man, I thought he was a fan. I talked about him on the air. So I'm assuming he went back to the podcast and gave it a listen. But, like, what are you supposed to do in that situation?
Or are you assuming that you'll never be invited to another one of his family barbecues?
Well, it's been like 20 years. It's not, I don't, you know.
So I mean, he was like, that's my nephew, WTF. What did you say about him? You just said it was hilarious. You didn't say nothing bad. You didn't say, look at this dumbass kid, this stupid kid. You didn't say any of that.
No, I repeatedly said, I think I was the only advocate on the show. I think I was the only one that said I thought he was a fan and I didn't care. Like, it could be excused. You know what I mean? Like,
I said it was vulgar and disgusting, and I never want to see anything like that.
I didn't say either
his
way.
His parents should go and hide their face in shame. Ugh.
His dad is a doctor, and they're like today. Super religious. I'm
really?
Well, if they're super religious, they might be able to reel the kid in from thrusting his groin and on the kid cam. Good Lord!
I thought it was hilarious.
So his dad's a doctor?
Yeah, he's a doctor.
He's a urologist.
Well, maybe pay for dance lessons then. Oh, in your face. I mean, it's just a kid. Who cares?
I didn't care either.
It was just a kid pelvic thrusting.
I'm sure the kid doesn't care because he got some run out of it. People were probably more.
When the camera was like went to him, like he just upped it. Like he just got more energetic about it. Like he wasn't shying away from the camera at all.
Do you guys remember? And Nick, you've been going to a lot of games for a lot of years, but there was a kid like that that got run every time they did like the flex cam. This kid would take his shirt off. He sat in the end zone down by the Rockets bench, and he would take his shirt off and have a little tank top on. And he actually had some little guns on him for like a 5-year-old kid, 6-year-old kid. And he would flex and pose and do all this stuff. And it was funny and cool, you know, like the first couple times. But then like every single time the camera got him and they kept going to him, it's like you went to that well too much. It runs its course after a while. But kids love that stuff. They're just going to tell their friends they were on the big screen. It doesn't matter if they was pumping his groin.
Yeah, I mean, not honestly, that, as a kid, like, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, not only that, they're going to be like, I was also featured on Nick Sherrara's Instagram, bitch. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Honestly, as a kid, I probably wouldn't have been like kids. Most kids are free spirited. I would have been shy, dude. Like, I wouldn't have been able to do that. It didn't mean I'm any better of a kid than he was. I'm just saying that kids are just so free spirited and you love that. Like, that to me is entertaining. Like, that's why people like watching it, because it's a little kid dancing his ass off on a pole. That's hilarious to me. Like, I think that's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, I told the story about when I was breakdancing in the Visible Changes, and everyone, I looked up and everybody was crowded around me watching. So I can't say that I wouldn't be just like that kid.
God, why I wasn't totally, social
I'm an attention
media
whore
around when you were breakdancing at the Visible Changes?
With
why?
The extra snug parachute pants and the hair sticking to them.
Oh my God, that would have been so awesome to see.
Because at Visible Dude, Changes with all the so hair on the
glad.
Floor, you know?
God, I'm so glad.
There was no cameras, no phones, nothing. Probably.
Nope.
Dude, there was no voicemail.
There wasn't even cell phones
back in
the day.
There was no voicemail back then. Yeah. You had a recorder.
Oh my God.
Car phones. No, I don't even know if there was car phones yet, because I don't think car phones came around until I was like in junior high.
There was those big brick-looking things that caused brain damage.
No, not even those were around then.
No? Well,
I mean,
you had CB radios, Barry.
Yeah, there might have been CB. I was maybe like 10? Maybe.
So I didn't know Visible 84? Changes had been around that long.
Yeah. That was a thing back in the day.
Did you know that Jason Witten, 15 years ago yesterday, was picked 69th overall by the Cowboys? He will finish his career if it ends today with 69 career receiving touchdowns. And his longest touchdown ever, wait for it, 69 yards.
He said 69.
And his favorite position? Tight end. I'm just letting you know. See, you guys were taking it too far.
I was going to say, all right.
You're taking it too far. Come on. It's a tight end. 69 was just the other numbers. Mm. So the basketball resumes tonight with some series that pretty interesting, whether you like it or not. The East has got two that are interesting. And, of course, the one that everybody's worried about here in Houston, that's the one that could decide who the Rockets play next. Utah with a 3-2 lead, hosting the Thunder tonight. You guys both think the Jazz close it out at home. Is that what I heard you say with Charlie?
Yeah, I did.
I believe so.
They should just go ahead and close it at home so the Rockets could be one step closer to getting their championship, because that's what's going to happen this year, Joel. Just get ready for it.
Okay, well, at least you've drank the Kool-Aid, Nick. That's awesome.
What's the line? So the line is Jazz -6.5, over-unders 207. If it's a low-scoring game, that obviously favors the Jazz. Yep. That means defensively they're holding their own.
I'll give you better than over the score, over-unders, and all that other stuff. Carmelo Anthony has to score 19 points or more for the Thunder to even have a chance, in my opinion. Okay. They have to get something from him because they've gotten nothing. And I even talked about how he hadn't had an assist since the first 5 minutes of game one. If they don't get anything from him, I don't think that they have a chance in this game tonight. And the obvious thing for me is, you know, Utah's got to win tonight or they don't win the series, in my mind. But I give the Thunder a fighting chance. I just think Melo is that kind of missing link that's got to show up.
All right, so what about Cavs-Pacers game? Cleveland up 3-2 in that series. Pacers are at home.
You know what? You guys may
think... Does this go game seven?
Yeah, I think you guys might think otherwise. I think I can't see the Cavaliers losing this series, period. And I think maybe enough is enough where I think the Cavaliers kind of realize, all right, it's time to just stop screwing around and hopefully they kick it into gear. But I think the Cavs win tonight.
I'm with you. I believe the Cavs win, too. I think that... The you can see where the Pacers are just they as good as they've played, they just don't have the firepower. I mean, even though Kevin Love hasn't been a difference maker that you would expect him to be, he can still be that guy for one game if he wants to be. And I think they view this as an opportunity to get LeBron some rest because, man, he's playing way too many minutes to continue this throughout the playoffs. And if you can get done with the Pacers now and save yourself a day or two, that would go a long ways for LeBron James having to carry this team. So I look for them to try to close it out. Last one is Toronto up 3-2 on the road in Washington. Does that go game seven?
I think it goes seven.
Are the Wizards winning at home tonight?
I think they are.
Is that probably the most competitive series going on right now?
I mean, look, we said all along if Wall doesn't get hurt, Washington's probably a top four seed in the East. They have the talent. There is enough of the bad blood where it seems to motivate both teams. And I have told you guys over and over again, I am not a believer in the Raptors in the postseason. I don't think they execute when they need to. I think that they leave the door open for teams. So I think this series easily can go seven. That's why I think Washington wins at home.
If you're curious, Toronto is a 1.5-point favorite on the road against
really?
Washington. Yeah, and just for the record, in the Pacers-Cavs game, the Pacers are a 1.5-point favorite at home. I feel like, Nick, you asked, is this the most competitive series? I kind of think Bucks-Celtics is. I mean, we're going to a game seven in that series.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not saying that those are the two best teams, but I do think that they've both been pretty competitive in that series. But I would say that this is a close second with the Raptors-Wizards, and I think this will go game seven.
But in that Cavs-Pacers game, man, golly, the officiating was so bad. If they actually officiate the game right, does it benefit the Cavs or does it benefit the Pacers? Like, it's just
ridiculous. I was
going to
ask you guys that because they admitted that they should have called goaltending on Oladipo's layup, right? But then, Nick, the one that I think it's the call that you and I were looking at several times where the out-of-bounds was called
off of
LeBron.
Angle?
The NBA came out and said they got that call wrong with 27 seconds to go in the game, and it should have been Cavs ball.
Yeah. So it's just bad. Like, but if it did not go down like that, LeBron would have never got that goaltending block that he got away with, and it just worked out for the Cavs. But it was two bad calls in the final minute or 2 minutes of the, no, final minute of the game, and it's just two very critical parts of the game, and they got it wrong. Now, I will, to their defense, the ball going out of bounds where it looked like LeBron, that was in real time, dude, that's hard to catch.
I mean,
that happened so fast.
Yep.
I almost forgive the officials for that.
But it's reviewable, and that's why they have all of those camera angles.
Who calls for the review again? Is it the team?
The referees can do it if they want. But now the tricky one on the goaltending was, if the referees had called goaltend, which they're instructed to do, if you're even on the fence, you need to call goaltending, because the only way you're allowed to use the replay is if you call it goaltending. So where the mistake was made by the official more so than anything else is he should have called it goaltending, and then they could have gone back and looked, and if it wasn't, then they could have corrected it. But you can't correct it if you don't make the call on the floor.
Huh. It just happened really fast. I can see why he missed it in real time. That happened really, really fast. But you did make a good point in that it was reviewable. But I mean, I keep
telling you guys, the overall theme of the playoffs for me that I don't think enough people are paying attention to is the officials have been horrible across the board almost. You mentioned Boston series. Was all, the Boston-Milwaukee series, every night there's like five or six calls, and you're just like, what is... What are they looking at?
I was looking at ESPN, and there was some breaking news that came out 11 minutes ago. Otto Porter is out indefinitely.
Is he?
So,
what happened?
Yeah. They said he is undergoing a fasciotomy for compartment syndrome on his lower left leg. That's from all.
That doesn't sound good. Young, I don't know what that means medically, but it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, fasciotomy for compartment syndrome on his lower left leg. He was hobbled all series, clearly not himself. Raptors had to account for his efficient shooting and hustle. Kelly Oubre will step up in his absence.
Kelly Oubre can play.
Yeah, but that might be a difference for the Wizards. So
okay,
we'll see.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. We've got about 45 minutes to go in the show, so if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter right now. I'll tell you about the Texas Can Academies. It's a great program because it's Houstonians helping kids in the Houston area who are trying to get their second chance at an education, and your donations can help. What I mean by that is if you got a vehicle laying around, it may not even be working anymore. It could be a truck, a car, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a trailer, whatever you got. If it's running or not, it doesn't matter. All you do is pick up the phone, you call 713-225-4226, or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know where you live. Let them know what you got. They do the rest. They come to you. They bring a tow truck. They tow it away for free, and then they give you a tax deduction. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card, and that's where the process really begins, because they turn your donation into resources that these kids can use when they're trying to hit the books. That means these things that they don't have, their distractions, like if they're hungry or they can't get to school or they can't read the books that they got, or they can't afford to pay for the books that they need. Well, when your donations come in, they turn those donations into resources so that kids get eyeglasses and book money and bus fare and warm meals, and therefore they can just focus on the books, get their education, and make something of their lives. It's a fantastic program, and it all stays right here in the Houston area. So again, if you have a car, vehicle of any kind laying around and it's been collecting rust and dust, it's not working, you want to get rid of it, don't want to pay for a tow truck, all you do, pick up the phone, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I love my dad was pretty cool. I'm just kidding. My dad was pretty cool. Growing up, my dad never drank around me, never smoked around me, never lived around me, never would. I love my family. I grew up, anybody share a room with a sibling?
Yeah.
Share a room. When you share a room with a sibling, you know who the favorite is, don't you?
Yeah.
Favorite got all the cool stuff on their side of the room. Like, I knew my little sister was, everything I wanted was on my little sister's side of the room. Everything. She had a pillow, mattress, right? The only thing I had on my side of the room was a picture of my sister. Right?
Ashton Womack, comedian of the week. Ashton Womack, big things happening for him. Barry mentioned, gave you a little backstory. Should be on some late night TV before the end of the year, so that's very cool. We had clips at 1:15, 2:15, and there again at 3:15. So as we do every week, comedian of the week, good stuff from Ashton Womack.
Yeah, I don't have his like Twitter. I think it's Womack's O on Twitter. But you can follow him on Twitter, Facebook, and all that. He's on social media. Just look up Ashton Womack. Funny dude, man. Like I said, write that name down. You're gonna hear it one day.
H-T. Okay.
Not right now. By the way, Texas Tiger, who is at Purple and Gold on Twitter, they just won't let it go. So I got a tweet during the game with LeBron about lane violations.
I got it, too.
They were like, so somebody apparently tracked them. There were 9 lane violations on free throws from LeBron James. But, I mean.
But then he's defensive. I said to him, I responded to him and I said, he got defensive. I said, I forgot, bro, that was your hot button, because I got all the tweets about how many times he committed the lane violations. And then he got defensive about it, like, no. I'm like, come on, man. Yeah, how many times are you going to mention it?
He said it was funny, which I agree. I don't think he's that upset. But I do, I mean, if you start calling that, now you got to start calling everything by the book, which good luck, because the NBA, everything's a travel.
I was going to say, traveling, so, you might have a real issue with.
Yeah. He did say it could be a new drinking game, which that might be true.
Definitely. That. Yeah, that would be fun.
Okay, I got to read this text. And I don't know who this is, and I tried to take how, you know, sometimes we use our power for evil. Mm-hmm. Like when we get a mean text, we'll try to find the number on Facebook and call that person out.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to use it for good, because this was a text that we got. It said, I couldn't donate to Nick's page because I'm not on Facebook, but I just gave $150 on Nick's behalf on their website.
Man, that is super
thank you.
Cool. That's awesome.
That's badass. I took the number, tried to put it in Facebook so I could give that person a shout out. But I don't know who it is, but if you want to text us your name, I'd be happy to give you a shout out and a plug, because that's really awesome. So that actually brings our total, Nick, or your total, to $415, because you've got $265 on Facebook, and if you add that $150, we're about $85
short. Not too bad
at all.
It's great.
Just
actually,
so I don't have to hear about it, and please, let's get to 500 people. We've got a little over a half hour. Let's get it to the second goal. Let's get to 500. That'd be outstanding.
That's right.
Yeah. And Tony did say he appreciates you, Nick, so I appreciate that, too, the fact that I was able to at least get that out there.
No, absolutely. No problem.
Yeah, because I'm tired of Barry, too. That's fun.
All right. Settle down. No bickering. What are we talking about now?
Well, you know what? There's a lot to still get to. In terms of the NBA, one of the remarkable things that I guess losing has its advantages, and it's not just on the floor with players, J.B. Bickerstaff, great dude. But we know it didn't work out when he took over for Kevin McHale here. We know it didn't work out when he took over for David Fizdale in Memphis for the rest of this year. And the Grizzlies just signed him to a 3-year deal to be the head coach. It's a bit shocking to me.
Yeah, that's a bit of a risk.
Now, when he was here, he was basically like Chandler Parsons' big brother. Like I said, great dude. Obviously, we talked about the bloodlines in the past. Bernie Bickerstaff, his dad, was an unbelievable NBA coach. But track record wins and losses wise, and we know here he really set himself up for a failure when right after he took over the coaching job, he went to Dwight Howard's birthday and was drinking and dancing with the players. And basically from that point on, the players were like, oh, he's just one of the guys. He's not authority. And they seemed to do whatever they wanted. But he didn't do great things in Memphis, and there was a lot of turmoil with Marc Gasol and others, but somehow they signed him to a 3-year deal today.
It was 15-48.
Yeah. And some of those games, remember now, one of them was like a 60-plus point loss.
But they don't have to keep him for the full 3 years when they sign him, right? They can let him go.
No,
You still got to pay him, but
that's where McHale was making. McHale was living the good life when Bickerstaff took over for him.
McHale's got one more year at $6 million from the Rockets. That's why he doesn't care. He's just kicking it, doing some TV. He doesn't have to worry about anything for another year. He got over $12 million to go away.
So I couldn't find a clean version of one of the singles. I will eventually. I'll listen to it, or I'll play the instrumental of Arian Foster's new album. But I know this is Barry's new track right here.
This is my jam, man. I'm telling you guys, everybody out there, add this Tech 9 to your playlist. It's called Don't Nobody Want None. This is the stuff. By the way, Bernie Bickerstaff's or J.D. Bickerstaff's record, 52-82.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Coaching career.
Yeesh. Great dude, but I'm not sure that's worth a 3-year
deal. That'll win you a lot of games,
deal.
Obviously.
Interested to see the money in that deal, because if he got like $5-6 million a year for that, not sure that you couldn't find someone else for that job. All right, we got a half hour to go on the show. We've got, about 100 and some bucks to raise for Nick. And we've got lots to get to that you can join in on. So if you want to hit us up, HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. We'll turn it over at 4 o'clock to the Blitz. But for now, it's a half hour left of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
breaking my real bad. I'm breaking my real bad.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects on an FYI Friday. We've got basketball tonight. We've got rounds 2 and 3 of the draft, which then will be rolling into Saturday where the rest of the rounds are taken care of. Barry mentioned Otto Porter out the rest of the series for the Wizards against the Raptors. Nick was knee-deep in playoff hockey, I'm sure, last night as the NHL playoffs
all
continue.
Over.
Yep. Barry also mentioned the Patriots acquiring an offensive tackle in a trade with the Niners in which they get Trent Brown. I think those are the main details. Other than that, we covered the draft. We covered basketball. The Rockets are waiting to see who they play, and we go from there.
Word. Hey, NASCAR Johnny said, Barry, I listened on the stream, and I can tell you're not in the studio, but it doesn't sound bad, so that's good to know.
I think the stream, for the most part, has always been very clear when I've listened to it.
At the Grateful Red on Instagram is the one that donated, so we appreciate you. It looks like his name is Jesse. So, Jesse, man, shout out to you for stepping up big, man.
Props up.
Really appreciate that. Chris said, did y'all see the Arian Foster billboard? Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. He said, my wife sold that to him, said he was a cool dude to talk to. He really is. I mentioned this before, but where I go get my hair cut at Current Cuts at 9 Innovations around the corner from the studio, he's there on the – that's his gym. And so a lot of times I'm there with either Arian Foster or Deshaun Watson or whatever. And Arian Foster and I just had a talk about comedy because he loves comedy and he wants to do some comedy. And we just chopped it up and we didn't talk football. We didn't talk anything else, just comedy. And, yeah, he's a cool dude, man. He gets a bad rap. He's obviously outspoken. He obviously has views that people are going to disagree with. But that doesn't make him a bad person by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and a lot of people judge what they see in the media. Like, you know, you remember him because of the time there where he was trying to be, he would give the same answer to every question to the media. And then another time when he was trying to do every answer with a British accent. And then everybody remembers when your guy, the Isaiah Factor, was waiting outside on his driveway trying to question him about his baby mama and that story breaking, and he got upset about it. But, I mean, you know, you put yourself in different situations. You don't know what a guy's gone through. We mentioned it with Trevor Ariza yesterday. I mean, people draw their all their conclusions based on one interaction. You don't know what kind of day that person's had or what they're dealing with. So it's good to hear when these guys are good people.
Yeah, man. It's and I've always been that kind of guy where I'm not going to base what I think of somebody because in all walks of life, whether like it's in comedy or radio or just in life in general, I mean, the way you treat me is how I'm going to base my judgment of you on. If you treat me, you know, like an a-hole, I'm going to think that's what you are. But if you're cool with me, just because everybody else doesn't like you doesn't mean I have to.
Yeah, and I think you can take it a step further, too. I mean, a lot of times, too, the biggest thing is promote the guys that are good guys and the guys that aren't. Because I've come across plenty of guys that aren't good guys.
Well, that's never going to happen.
You don't have to get out there and blow that horn unless there's a reason to.
Well, but people don't – I mean, good stuff doesn't sell. Let's face it. You're never going to hear – I mean, yeah, J.J. Watt obviously is going to be something you see on the news, but that's the exception and not the norm. But people like dirt, people like when bad things happen, they love that. They want to see that on the news. They want to hear about that on the radio. You don't just want to hear somebody come out and be like, oh, man, this guy's such a great guy. No one cares about that. Unfortunately, people love – controversy. They love dirt. They love it when they get to see other people fail or be bad.
Dirty laundry.
It's just how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. Just on the note that we were talking about before it actually came up here and had a local effect, but we were talking the other day about the effect that like Kawhi Leonard's uncle had on his situation. We talked about the fact that Lamar Jackson is represented by his mom. And now, lo and behold, news breaking. And from the people that I talked to, this has been going on for quite a while. Ever since Rob Pelinka left his agency to become the president of the Lakers, it's been putting a lot of relationships that he had representing players in jeopardy. One such relationship is that with James Harden. James Harden has decided to leave Rob Pelinka's old agency and the people that were representing him, and now his mother will represent him going forward.
I'm okay with him leaving Pelinka. I just don't know about making his mom the agent.
But think about this now. The biggest thing that it's okay for now is the fact that he has a long-term deal with the Rockets.
Yep.
He has a long-term deal with Adidas. He has endorsement deals already with the Gummy Bear Company and State Farm and a couple other things. So most of those deals are already done. So I don't think she's going to have to be out there actively trying to get deals done. The biggest ones being the shoe deal and the actual contract. But I'd be curious to see if he sticks with that decision if and when some of these contracts come up.
That's actually smart. He probably could just be a temporary deal, you know, saving money. And if he is paying his mom, he's paying his mom. It's not like he's paying someone else. So, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know what Barry thinks, but I like I said, if Rob Pelinka became the president of basketball operations for the Lakers, I wouldn't want that guy representing me either.
Well, he couldn't anymore. That's part of the rules.
Right.
Once he took that job, he had to leave the agency, wash his hands of any day-to-day involvement or decision-making. But he had quality people in place. He had a girl that worked for him for a long time. I won't mention her name, but she worked with James on a day-to-day basis anyway, but she kind of got elevated. That's a lot of players in the stable of Rod Pelinka that had to find each individual within the company to try and take over, and that probably doesn't sit well with all the guys that were getting attention from Rod Pelinka in the past.
Yeah, I don't know that there's agents in comedy, there's agents in radio, and I love my mom to death, but I don't know that I would trust her to be my agent. Maybe my marketing specialist or something like that, but
yep.
The agent, man, that can be the difference of millions of dollars, a good one versus a bad one. So I think you guys are spot on when you say this is just a way really for him to funnel money to his mom legally without it being gifts or whatever and having to deal with any extra loopholes and taxes. And keep her busy and doing something and engaged in his life until it comes time. And then once it comes time again to make another contract, I'm sure.
Because I'll say this,
Barry, go out and get somebody else.
You're right about the agents in terms of a lot. They are needed at a certain point, but on the other side of the equation, if you get an agent that just hooks on to the right player at the right time, they're just soaking up money because the monthly fees that they get just on like the initial contracts, like on the two Harden contracts that Pelinka's agency negotiated, the 5% or whatever it is, when you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, the monthly check that, or however the transfer goes from Harden's funds to the agency is a ridiculous amount of money. That's just, you know, it just goes away. So like, you know, basically instead of, you save all that money if you just put your mom in that position until you need to make another deal.
It's just a way to get her paid and, you know, because I'm sure he wants to give her money and who wouldn't position.
Yeah.
But this is, this is a way to do it where she, you know, it's because I know there's certain tax implications on gifts and stuff. So this is probably a way to funnel some of that money to her.
Yep.
All right, guys, listen, if you own a home, if you have an air conditioning unit, which you live in Houston, you have an air conditioning unit. Here's something you need to be aware of. R22 Freon. Yeah, that stuff's going away. It's being phased out. A lot of the older air conditioning units that are in homes nowadays use R22 Freon. The fact that it's being phased out and will be gone in less than 2 years means you will no longer be able to purchase it, which means you'll no longer be able to fix your AC if it goes out. And I can tell you right now, if you've lived in Houston, you don't want to be without your air conditioner in the middle of summer. That's why I want you to call the folks at Courtesy Air Conditioning. They're going to come out and take a look at your system, let you know if you need to upgrade. And if you do need to upgrade or replace your old unit, they're going to save you money in the process. Their number is 713-278-9933. I want you to call them and get them engaged because Tom, Brad, and that crew of certified technicians that they have at Courtesy AC, they can come out there and they're going to let you know what the deal is. What I like about them is they're not going to lie to you. And just most AC units that I've, or air conditioning companies that I've dealt with in the past, just come out and go, well, you need a new AC unit. The folks at Courtesy Air Conditioning aren't going to do that. They're going to come out and let you know what you need. They're never going to try to sell you more than you need. And if they can help save you money in the process of the upgrade, they're going to do that. 713-278-9933 is the number to get a hold of Courtesy AC. They're also online at CourtesyACOnline.com. And even if you do have a current system, it's time to get them serviced for another hot, brutal Houston summer. So give them a call. 713-278-9933 is the number, or check them out online at CourtesyACOnline.com.
The This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. We are rolling with the big show. It is Nick, Barry, Joel. We've got this final segment. We're going to turn over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock as you get your weekend started the right way right here on ESPN 97.5. The draft has rounds 2 and 3 still to go this evening. And, well, I'll tell you what, boys, there are still some very quality players that are sitting there that a lot of people projected to be first-round picks. It should be interesting to see where they go. But I've been enjoying watching the draft coverage. I'm not going to lie. I'll be flipping back and forth again tonight.
I wish I could, man. The shows here start a little earlier. We start at 7:30 and not 8. So I don't get much. I have to follow
my phone. You probably
couldn't
have got the draft on that big-ass tube TV you got in your room anyway. That was built in like 1976. What are you watching
only
TV on?
Only the finest things. Only the finest things when I travel, Nick. Tube TV? Check. Bed bugs?
How's
check.
That thing still functional?
When you turn it on, it goes, wow. It's like this really loud noise. And I don't know if you noticed, but if you zoom in on the pic, at Barry is funny on Instagram if you want to see it. If you zoom in on the pic, it's got a DVD player and a VHS player built into the TV. That's balling out of control, man. You I sure have you VIP didn't, status.
You sure you didn't check into Barry Warner's room? Or why does someone still have a VHS player?
It's a great
question.
I don't
know. I'm just glad it wasn't like a Betamax and a Laserdisc.
Hey, before
we
talk
really
about the
weird.
Draft real quick, I want to shout out to NASCAR Johnny. He's the last member to participate in the fundraiser and drop $25
nice.
Bucks, so greatly appreciated there.
I'm trying to do sure. $25 right here. Now to match Barry, and I don't have my card on me, but it's in my computer, but for some reason, I'll get it done.
Oh, yeah, the other thing I want
to
point out is this is all the way up.
I'm going to give $25 right now.
But this is all, for those listening, this, you know, because look, I get paid on the 1st and the 15th. So, like, this goes all the way up until my birthday, which is May 10th. So, there's time.
Yeah.
There's time. Today, we were trying to reach 200. We did.
Well,
we upped it to
500. We were trying to get to 200. Yeah, 200. And then Pink Valkyrie just stepped up and put in 100 right away and got us there. So, we upped it like J.J. Watt style. You said, all right, let's go to 500, which we got Jesse that donated 150. And then NASCAR Johnny added his 25. If Joel adds his 25, yep. That should take you to 465.
Oh,
so
I thought we were at 4.9. Okay.
No, we're at 465 with your 25, Joel, once you put it in. So we still need $35. Somebody out there has $35 they can donate. Go to Twitter, whether it's at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick. Find the link to the Facebook. Go donate. It's a great cause, and it's for Nick's birthday. So do it. Do it. Do it.
No question.
Technically, I could just drop the 50 because I pledged 50 when it's all said and done, and I can donate at any time.
Oh, no, Nick, but you can do that at another time. Because this is what we're trying to do to get our listeners involved. So
absolutely.
You slow your roll.
But no, okay. I appreciate all the help anyway. I mean, it's still a great.
Hey, did anybody catch LZ's coverage? I unfortunately didn't get to watch it. Anybody catch him on NFL Network?
I've seen him a couple times.
On the website?
I'll tell you this. I don't know. I hope he's getting some kind of a sponsorship deal out of that deal, but his threads. He cleans up nicely. Yeah, Lance looked good on NFL Network, without question. Even the shoes.
I'm seeing a picture on his Instagram. And yeah, that's not the same dirty Lance Zerline
no.
I'm used to seeing.
Wearing the same nasty-ass Adidas pullover that he wears for every video and every day in the office and walks around in his grungy socks.
Is he rocking the boot? Is he past that?
He's past
that. No, he's past that. Yeah, no, he's got on the nice brown shoes with the... He went blue jacket, gray pants, which is fine. No tie. But yeah, he doesn't look like the dirty ass Lance Zerline I'm used to seeing walking around the office.
He looks respectable, which is saying something.
Yeah. He looks like he knows what he's talking about, which is weird too.
Well, that I will say he does. I would say for all the people that go and get pay for all these different blogs and mock drafts, boy, if we get it all right here in our four walls. With Sean Salisbury and Lance, you get about as good a breakdown as you need.
I did football. Appreciate the simplified post on Sports Map of his mock draft. I thought, and what people, you know, what teams needed, and it was just to the point. Like for someone who wants to just read and like, because you know, our attention span sucks. And
yeah,
mock drafts. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to read all of it,
but I'll tell you this:
you want it simple and to the point.
All the trades last night just illustrate how hard it is to get put player with team. I can see where Lance is coming from now, where his goal is to try and get the right, you know, a large amount of the right players drafted in the right rounds, not necessarily by the right teams, because that can change so much based on all these trades. It's just hard to predict. I mean, you can say that, you know, look at the first round last night, look at all the moves the Bills and the Ravens made. I mean, there was no way to predict all of that. So how could you assure yourself of picking the right guy at the right spot with the right team? That's just a tough trifecta to match up.
No doubt.
I want to bring this up to you guys too, because this one ought to get interesting. We might have to do a follow up on this one. Most NFL draft observers thought the Browns were going to take USC quarterback Sam Darnold with the number one overall pick. Others thought maybe Josh Allen, maybe Saquon Barkley. We've all talked about it today. No one, and I mean almost no one, expected the Browns to grab Baker Mayfield. In fact, ESPN Cleveland radio host Aaron Goldhammer was so confident Mayfield would not be the pick, even as the report started to sneak out that he would, he promised on air on Thursday he would, quote, eat horse poop if the Browns selected the Heisman winner. And as you already know the rest of the story, Mayfield taken first overall, and now, Mr. Goldhammer, it's all on you. They said, and he says, he is going to live up to it. We've seen promises before, like Mel Kiper Jr., who said that if Jimmy Clausen didn't become a big-time quarterback, that he would quit in 2017, and that didn't happen. But he's serious about following through. At a draft party, he said, I will eat the poop live on air. While a colleague explained the act would take place next week, presumably after the station procures some poop.
Well, you know what? I need a Facebook Live like we do it over here, though. They better put that on video for sure.
You can eat all the poop you want until you sniff that chocolate dust. You aren't doing anything.
Well, and also we're going to get to do that, Nick, because remember Joel said if the Texans didn't move up that he would also eat horse poop,
and they
didn't move
up the first round. That is completely fake news, so Barry, and you can hold your breath on that one.
I'm excited about this.
Based on the fact that you said that you were going to go to visible changes in parishute pants next week and do a spinning dance in a puddle of urine.
We could do something like when we expect Deshaun Watson to get injured, if not ever.
Oh, you can't jinx that. I'm not touching that one. No.
Why not?
I'll give you two words.
How many games?
I'll give you two words. Why I would never touch that one. Just Matt Thomas. No.
Yeah.
No. Thank you.
Shout out to Adam for the follow on Instagram. He was like, I didn't know. Yeah, I checked out his Instagram. I was like, let me look. Dude's all swole. So make sure when Adam calls ATOM, y'all don't pick a fight with that dude. Bust your ass.
Okay.
That's a big boy.
And he's a loyal listener, too.
I didn't understand this one. We got a text from White Magic. He said, put out Andrea's Twitter.
I don't know.
I don't understand what that means.
You got me.
Andrea's Twitter? I have no idea. No clue. Sorry, bud. Sorry, White Magic. No idea.
Nope.
Real quick, I was looking at the Astros stats.
Yep.
And how's this for good? Pitching staff rankings, earned run average first, quality starts first, batting average against first, whip second. Not bad.
I know.
And then if they get those bats going right now, tied for fifth in runs, seventh in average, 12th in slugging and 5th in on base. And again, you look at average, and I kind of get rid of that. Look at on base, look at slugging. That'll tell you how a team's really hitting. So they're 5th and 12th in those, and so they're not doing terrible. I mean, 12th in slugging is not great in the American League, but they get those bats going, man. They got the pitching staff to make some noise.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, and you look at 17-9, and you start doing the math and figuring it out over 162 games, they're going to be just fine. For all the worry that we were dealing with a week or so ago, and even when people were panicked that they got beat in a series by the Angels and almost got swept, bottom line is they're winning a whole lot more than they're losing. They're taking care of their business, and the bats, as long as the bats wake up at some point, which they will, as you touched on, the pitching's fine. They're going to be just fine.
Garrett Cole has one more start before the end of the month. Think he'll be pitcher of the month in the American League?
Him or Verlander. I keep telling you, everybody thinks it was far-fetched. Verlander keeps going like this. He'll be in the MVP discussion 4-0 with what he's putting up there, too. So both those guys are hammering it. Interesting to see what Keuchel does tonight because he's been hot and cold.
Yep.
All right. Well, Barry, travel safe.
I'm so mad I can't watch any of this. All right, man. I'll see you guys Monday.
Yep. Travel safe. Do your thing. We'll see you on Monday. You guys all have a great weekend. We appreciate all the love and support you've given us all week, from the dog to Nick and his birthday and the fundraiser.
Thank you.
So we all appreciate you. Even Tony, the Rockets equipment manager, appreciates you if you're supporting him for the MS-150. You guys have yourself a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. Listen to the Blitz, and we'll talk to you again right and early, 1 o'clock Monday, on Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Yeah, boy.